Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi Niall, can you please discuss our problem on your show? My husband and I are now not talking over something I feel very strongly about, and I suppose I'm just looking for people's opinions as I feel a little bit alone as a mother on this. My husband surprised me the other day with a bunch of flowers and a card, and in it was flight times and hotel accommodation for a weekend in London in August for a bank holiday. I was absolutely thrilled to get it, and we were so excited. Then the realisation kicked in when I looked again, and there was no mention of the baby. We have a 14-month-old son, and I told my husband I am not going anywhere without him. And he said, it's already sorted. I spoke to your sister and your mother, and they're both happy to look after him. They have looked after him during the day on a couple of occasions, but never overnight. He went behind my back and spoke to my mother and my sister and organised it with them. Now, well, look, I suppose he was trying to surprise them. Anyway, she goes on. She says, I called them, and they both just said, go. Everything will be all right. It's just 4 days. I can't believe my husband would do this. And last night we talked for the first time in 3 days. And he tried to reason with me, saying we needed a break from the baby, the feeds, the sleepless nights and the carrying prams and cots everywhere with us. He's missing the point and doesn't realise that I want to bring the baby. And I feel he thinks his own son now is an inconvenience in our lives. My sister and mother are siding with him, saying I'm overreacting and I have mummy guilt. But I honestly believe I do to some degree, but I would feel guilty, there is no doubt about it, but it would destroy my time away because I would spend the whole time worrying about him. He thinks I'm now mad and overreacting, and I think he's just being inconsiderate and should just book the extra seat or whatever for the child so we can bring the baby. Please help. Now, this is something parents, particularly on a first child, will battle with, because there is no doubt that going away for a weekend with a baby, you probably may not go, well, go at all. Now, look, it can be nice. You know what I mean? It can be okay, depending on the baby. But you got to bring buggies, bottle warmers, feeders, sterilizers, cots, prams. Your car is full. It's like going away on a vacation, isn't it? You know, for 2 weeks. Like, and then you have a whole suitcase full of bibs and clothes and diapers and or nappies. Sorry. I was using the American term. So it's not really a weekend away. Then you can't really go anywhere, can you? So when you get there, if she's not going to leave it with her mother and sister, she's certainly not going to leave with a babysitter in a hotel. So you can't go out at night, even going during the day. You have to sit down every 10 minutes to feed the baby. It starts crying. Ah, and then there's the, you know, the obvious. At night, the bit of, you know, the baby's in the room. You know what I mean? And people might not want to do that. You know what I mean? So the husband is thinking of her and a nice weekend away. You know, a little bit of excitement for the two of them. Back to the old days of just the two of them. And I can understand why he might be thinking like that. I do also understand her point of view. As a mother, she's bonded with the child. She really has. And under no circumstances does she want to leave the child behind. And there are people, by the way, who won't even leave their children behind. You know what I mean? Who, you know, up to the age of 5 or 6 will have... There's no way they're leaving their children behind. No way. They would rather have a miserable holiday than leave their children behind. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not always a miserable holiday with children, can I point that out? But a lot of the time, it is. Because they're so demanding, particularly at a very young age. They can be very demanding. They get tired, they get awkward, they start crying, they want special food, you have to bring everything with you, prams and cots and bottles and nappies, and it's just, you know, somebody only said to me that recently, I'm thinking of going to Florida, and you know all about it because you've been there so many times and you love the place. I'm thinking of bringing our 2-year-old. I said, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. It's just not worth it. You know, stay at home. I don't know. Go to Taylor Park. Don't think about it. Because it's not worth paying all that money to do exactly what you were doing at home, because you're very restricted, you know, particularly in a place as large as that and as big as that with so much entertainment and everything going on. You're just not going to be able to enjoy it the same way. And I understand what this man is thinking. He just wants a little bit of time with his wife for a few days, 4 days. It's not the end of the world, but I also understand what she thinks. And I have to understand her too. She has guilt. She feels guilt of leaving the baby behind. She's worried about the baby. She's never been without the baby. Since the day the baby came out and was plonked onto her chest, she's never been without that child. So I want to know who's right and who's wrong in this situation. Who are you siding with? Is he right to say, look, it's only a weekend, stop, will you? Or is she right to say, you're an inconsiderate old shite, bring the baby? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. So him or her? That's right. Well, let's take a little poll vote on this, okay? Who's right, him or her? Just put him or her in your text. That's all I need to hear. Let me just go to Maureen. Maureen, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Maureen?
I'm good, Niall, and you?
Maureen, I do feel sorry for the pair of them there. They're not talking to each other, which is a bit stupid.
I know, it is ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous.
He had the best intentions, no matter whether you agree with him or not.
Yeah. No, well, actually, I do.
Oh, you do agree with him?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, look. He just did it, I suppose, to give her a treat. So the two of them, it's only 4 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the baby's going to be very well looked after.
Yeah. No better person than the mother or the sister.
No.
Yeah.
Niall, I've done it myself, my own grandchildren, when my daughter and her husband went away.
Yeah.
You know, they left the children. Well, they didn't do it very often, but I'd look after them, as our other grandparents would look after them.
Yeah.
You know, but you see, if you're going to bring a child of that age like that, it depends on where they're going. Are they going to be doing a lot of sightseeing?
Well, they're going to London, so they're hardly going to
London.
Be just...
Oh, yes. Doing a lot of sightseeing. And then maybe want to, go for night, for dinner, or go to a show. Maybe if they can take in a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can't do that if you're 14 months old.
Yeah.
Because then you've got to hire, you must plan to see wherever you're staying. Have they got babysitters?
Actually, I probably shouldn't have said they're going to London. I don't want to identify the people because I did. Well, what happened was, what we get emails in, we normally take some of the details out so we don't identify anybody.
Yeah.
But I can tell you now, because I know I edited it earlier on, it was London they were going to.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see, that's a big hustle and bustle place. So, I mean, with a 14-month-old, you couldn't plan to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to bring the child with you. You couldn't plan to go for a night out unless the place provided babysitting service.
But she's hardly going to leave the baby with a babysitter in the middle of London if she won't even leave it with her mother.
This is it. You see, now I know there are some couples do that.
Yeah.
But I know if it was me and I was surprised with a breakaway, I'd be going, well, my parents are dead now. Like, I mean, I have grandchildren. I'd be going, is there any chance that you could mind... No,
but can you understand her feelings too? That she's never been without the baby, never.
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah, I can understand her feeling. I can understand her feelings too.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose. Look, is she kind of? I don't know how to put this now. Just try and make that first break. Look, she's only going to be all across the water, not far away.
Yeah,
she can ring home. They can ring her.
Yeah.
Give an update.
Yeah, it's not like they're going off to America or something.
No, it's not like they're going to the other end of the world, and it's only 4 days.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they should go.
If you were listening, you'd say to her, stop being unreasonable, and your husband's a good man.
I would. I would. I say, just take the break. Look, he's bought it. He's paid for it. He's treating you, and he's treating both of them just for some time. Time to themselves,
yeah,
so that they can enjoy themselves,
yeah,
without the worry of having to come back early and, as you said, bringing bottles and nappies and
sterilizers and cots and prams,
and having to get all that organized as well, which is more money,
yeah. Well, stay there for a second, let me go to Anne as well. Anne, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. Anne, how are you doing?
Hi, Niall, how's it going?
Yeah, there's an official term for this, by the way, because I was looking it up this morning, it's called mummy guilt.
No, don't have it. Yeah. I'm so jealous of her.
You're so jealous of her, okay. Yeah. Right, okay.
I would be actually in the airport sitting on a suitcase, you know, as soon as he shows me the form of the ticket.
I'll wait at the airport till August, okay?
And she has a sister that would take the kids over, like, we've never
and
had
a mother.
An overnight.
And a mother, both of
and
them.
And a mother. We've never had an overnight, firstly, from our kids, which is why I love them, but I would like an overnight, but we've never had one, ever.
And how old are your children?
six and seven.
So in 7 years, you've never been away with just you and your husband?
No, never. Not even like to West Cork or something.
And is there nobody that could mind them? So you don't have any other siblings or family members?
I have siblings, but she wouldn't kind of do that, take them overnight. And my parents are in their 70s and they've never offered to take them overnight. And
well, yeah, they're maybe a little bit old for whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I wouldn't push it. Maybe, you know, we're kind of an awkward family, you know, and asks each other things like that.
Well, but if your family are listening, by the way, can I just point out, Anne wouldn't mind the odd overnight? You want to offer?
But I just think, isn't it fantastic that he took the initiative to maybe thinking she's having a tough time, I'm going to book tickets. What a gorgeous surprise. Like, my husband would do that too, but we know we've no one to mind him.
Yeah.
On the other
she
side
thinks he's being inconsiderate.
She says, so romantic. My God, what does the man have to do to get a bit of kudos off her?
She says, he's missing the point and doesn't realise that I want to bring the baby, and he feels, I feel he thinks his own son is an inconvenience in her lives.
I mean, I get it that she's probably still full of the baby hormones and, you know, you become attached to your child, but listen, if she's listening, do it now or you'll end up like me.
You'll end up like
going
you.
Going nowhere. Haven't gotten nowhere. But, you know, and listen, we do have our own fun. But, like, you know, it is a lovely idea for your husband to book something for you and go away somewhere.
Yeah. And
you know
would you,
I mean?
But if you did go away, Anne, with your husband, so let's say to London for 3 days or 4 days.
God, I'd love it.
I know you would. You're saying that to me now, right?
Yeah.
But would you not be ringing home and wondering how the two little Johnnies are doing?
I
don't know if they're both boys or girls or whatever they are.
We go to the cinema and I'm the mother over in the corner sneaking at her phone to see if my mom is calling me to see if someone's actually choking on something. You know what I mean? This our night is the cinema. We get 2 hours in the cinema. We get chips on the way home.
Wow, what a treat, huh?
Woo-woo! But I'm checking my phone in the corner to see if everyone's still alive. So I would be phoning home, but I would not turn down an overnight anywhere, you know?
Maureen, are you listening to this? What a treat, huh? Yes. The cinema and a bag of chips, huh?
I know.
Can't beat that, Maureen. That's a night out. There's a romantic night out for you.
I'll have to sneak in a little pink gin the next time down the corner.
Maureen, did you ever have chips in a cinema and a nice romantic night out?
Did I? Oh, God. I'd have to remember. I'd say that was the time of the flood.
Yeah, Maureen, by the way, you have your own children now, Maureen, because you mentioned you have grandchildren.
And grandchildren, yeah.
Yeah, but when they were very young, when they were like Anne's kids' age, you know, 6 and 7, did you go away without them?
Well, no, I didn't at that time, but I remember when I had my first girl, that's going back in the 80s now, give you an idea of my age.
Yeah.
But,
I don't want to know your age,
husband.
Because if I ask your age, I'll be all over the papers like Ryan Turberty, the Nile boy, and ask some woman her age.
Wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
I know it wouldn't bother you. It was a silly thing.
She was only about 12 months, I'd say.
Yeah.
And we decided, look, he'd a few days off work. And so we took off to Kerry for a weekend. And my eldest was only 12 months and I left her with my mother.
Nice.
And were you ringing all the time? Well, you wouldn't have been ringing in those days. No, there was no mobiles.
No, we wouldn't have mobiles or anything.
Imagine that, Anne. Imagine having no mobile phone.
Yeah. And I tell you something, we enjoyed ourselves because we had no one. She was a hard baby as well. She was very colicky.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we used to spend nights walking the floor.
Oh, there's nothing worse than colic.
No, no.
Yeah, my son, who's now 25, and if you're listening, you cause me endless nights. But anyway, he was 25, but he had colic, and he had that one, you know, where when you feed them, the food just pours back out of their mouth again.
Yeah.
So everything you gave me just vomited it all back up again. And I was almost, at one point, I felt like, let's just cut out the middleman and just throw the food on the floor. You know what I mean? It was just,
No, but what we had to do was we had to take her back to the GP, and he was a marvellous GP.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll tell you something now. He said, do away with that formula. He said, she can't handle it. We were buying every different sort of formula. Give her milk and water.
Yeah.
And that's what we ended up giving her. Milk and water.
Cow's milk?
Yeah. Water.
Right, okay.
That's the only thing we could give her because of the colic.
Anne, have you had many holidays away with the 6 and 7 year old?
No. So we haven't been out of the country.
Anne.
We are going away at the end of July, though, for a week for our first family holiday.
Where are you going?
We're going to Mallorca.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
And so and the age is a little bit better now. They're not quite as demanding.
We were saving for a mortgage for a couple of years. That took about 3 or 4 years out of everything. And then COVID hit. So we didn't have a chance to leave the country because we were saving so much.
Yep.
And then when saving was over, the apocalypse came. So then I was like, Jesus, are we ever going to get out of here? We are actually getting out of here this year. We have the house. We're in the house.
Right, okay. The apocalypse.
And, yeah. The four horsemen came. But we are going away in July.
That must be, the kids must be really excited. Are they excited?
Oh, they're so excited. We have all the flip-flops, the little floaties for the pool.
The inflatables for the pool,
Inflatables, and they have a little suitcase each, the little 10 kg ones to put their own little stuff into it.
Right, okay. That's wonderful.
That's exciting. Yeah, so I am excited about that.
Well, that's great. But hopefully you'll get a little bit of time. Well, you're not going to get a bit of time on your own.
No, we're not going to get any time now.
No.
I'm going to have feet in my face on a couch somewhere in a one bed.
Oh, but look, sure. At least it'll be a bit of fun anyway.
Oh, I can't wait.
And have a wonderful time on your holiday,
thanks,
all right?
Million.
And thanks very much indeed. All right, well, now Anna summed it up. She said if her husband did that for her, she'd be at the airport right now, sitting in her suitcase waiting to go, take advantage of it. But the woman who wrote in the email says absolutely not. She feels it's really inconsiderate of the husband to even think that this is a good idea. To even think it's a good idea to send her and the baby off. Now, I got some WhatsApp messages coming in here. Let me just play one or two of them for you very briefly before I go into the break. If I can, there we go.
Hi, Niall. If it's her first holiday away, being a new parent, I would understand how she feels. But wait till she's 3 or 4 of them and she'll be running out the door.
Yeah, see what I mean? You will. You'll be running out the door, she says.
Hi, Niall. I can't come on at the show today, but I think that he's right. I am mother of 2 kids. And when my first son was 3 months old, we went away for a night, myself and my husband, and his brother, who was great to the kids, minded him for a night, and his wife. And my son Jack had very bad colic, and I was absolutely exhausted. And to be honest, the break did me a world of good. And it's great for the kids as well, because he loves going to visit his Uncle Eamon and Auntie Mary, and he's always been like that. So I definitely think I can understand the lady as well, but I think the husband has been really sweet, and I think she should definitely take advantage and go away for the weekend, the break, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Seems like awesome.
For God's sake, you think you won't be happy, wouldn't you?
You would.
I'd love a bloody breakaway. You can bring me if you want.
He can bring you. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe just everybody's trying to understand her. She's saying he's inconsiderate, but she believes, and she believes her mother and sister, who thinks that she's kind of suffering from this mummy guilt. Maybe somebody can come on and explain this mummy guilt to me. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Nigel. Nigel, you're Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Nigel?
Hi, how you doing?
Imagine the trauma of being given a weekend away by your wonderful husband. But she feels the mummy guilt, and I get that too.
I don't think this is for her at all. I think this is for him. He's looking to get a long weekend away from his kids. I think it's a horrible thing to do, personally. I don't think it's romantic at all.
Do you not?
No, not at all. She's made it clear she doesn't want to do it.
Mm.
And he's still pressuring. And did you say something about him, they're not speaking or something?
Yeah, they have. Unfortunately, it's turned into a bit of a barney. Yeah, she said she spoke to him for the first time in 3 days last night. So they,
But it's just another indication that it's, I'm not getting my way, so rah, rah, rah. It's ridiculous.
Maybe he had the best intentions.
Oh, I'd imagine he probably does. But she's made it clear that she does not want to do it, and she doesn't want her family to look after her kid. So you just say, yep, that's fair enough. I understand.
But you've heard that the previous 3 women on the show have all said, God, if that was me, I'd be delighted. There's an option there, the mother and the sister. In fairness, he went behind her back a little bit at the start and obviously spoke to the mother and sister and boxed it all off. Listen, can you look, I'm going to book this. Can you look after the babies? Don't tell her aunt, it's a surprise. So they both said, sister and mother, we look after the baby. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's grand. The baby's 14 months old. The baby's not really going to miss her. It's only 4 days. The baby probably knows his granny and knows the auntie. So the baby's not going to care.
Agree, but the fact is she doesn't want him. It's her child. So it's I would be totally against what he's done and totally against what he, how he's behaving now.
Okay.
The poor woman, you know, she's gone through childbirth and now a year later, well, sorry, 18 months later, he wants
now 14
to,
months, 14 months.
14, sorry.
Yeah, just over a year.
And it's only London, in fairness.
Yeah.
You know, it's just out around the corner type thing. So the what my sister did, she waited till their kids were five and she went off to France. And it was like a hell of a holiday. And the kids absolutely adored it because they could appreciate what was going on. And so she didn't step outside their life until the kids were about five and they could actually appreciate what was going on. And that's what this woman is trying to do. She's just trying to have time with her kid when it's young and just, you know, focus on that.
And by the way, I would be the first to tell everybody if I could look back at my own life, things that I would change a little bit is to spend a lot more quality time because you never want to miss those moments when they say their first word, walk their first step, with all those kind of wonderful things that children do.
Yeah.
Because when they get to the point that my children are at now, where they're 25 years of age or whatever it is, you'd love to have them back as little babies. And of course, you value everything. By the way, Nigel, do you have children?
I don't.
Okay. See, now, Nigel, I'm not going to use the old argument. It's easy to say that when you don't have children. But yeah. I am going to use the argument that when you're in a situation where even to go away, you know, for one night, you've got cots, sterilizers, bottles, prams, all diapers, all sorts. And basically, your life is not your own when you have children. It's and understandably, you're dedicating your life to that child and that is your priority. But it is nice just to get away for a night or two and just to relax and do what couples do as well, by the way. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what my sister did. She relied on our the family and friends to get a week or a night away or, you know, her husband bought her like theatre tickets and things like this. But that was only for one night one evening.
Yeah.
But going away for 3 or 4 days, as you say, is it's a lot more complex and it's obviously a strain that she does not want to go through.
So you think she's going to be kind of away constantly thinking of the baby and it's going to ruin the weekend?
Well, there's that and, you know, she's not going to be relaxed or comfortable with, you know, as you were saying, the lady in the cinema, you know, you're texting, how's everything going? Are you all right? What happens if this happens? You know, that sort of thing.
So somebody just texts in and says, ha, we once brought the baby away for a weekend. Big mistake. Ended up going home after one night. Now, I don't know what happened in that situation, by the way. But maybe the baby was just too much trouble crying for the whole night or something. I don't know. I have a message here, I think. The one at the top, Aisling, is it, Jess? Okay, hang on. Now listen to this.
Niall, can you tell your man to get off the phone there, please? What's he talking about? I don't know. I'm kind of presuming. I don't know what it is about him that he probably doesn't have kids. Maybe he does. But that's just absolutely ridiculous what he's just said there. Like, he's going on as if your man is planning this crime all year. You know, it's ridiculous. He wants to bring his wife away on a lovely holiday. I done it with my husband actually a few weeks ago for his birthday and we have 5 kids.
We left him there.
And I wish he hadn't come home.
you can hear the husband in the background. We left him there. So she is saying, Nigel, and again, I don't want to have a go because you don't have children, but it does consume your life and it's nice to get a little break. That's all. I don't think he had any ulterior motives. You're kind of suggesting at the start that he did. And he's thinking of himself.
Yeah, very much so. I think this is more of a dirty weekend away type thing.
Oh, well, okay, well, stay there for a second. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, John?
Hi, Nigel. How are you?
Nigel thinks it's just his ulterior motive for a dirty weekend. Maybe it is.
No, not at all. You know, the woman obviously just doesn't feel like she's ready to leave the child, and especially for that amount of time, for the first time. It's a lot of time, 4 days, to leave your baby for the first time.
It's very difficult to hear you. Unfortunately, you're on a very fast road, and it's, the window open maybe or something like that as well. But it's quite difficult to hear you, John.
No, maybe I'll catch up with you later.
Okay.
I'm driving at the minute.
Okay, listen, John, thanks. I get the point that you're trying to make as well. Some of the WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in here too. I have another one here I'll play for you. I don't know why this is for Nigel as well. Hang on.
Hey, Noel. I think maybe you should consider how she's feeling and maybe then book something for maybe 2 nights rather than 4 nights, you know, the first time away from the kids. So maybe just go for 1 or 2 nights and maybe somewhere in the country rather than abroad. that's just my two pence on anyway.
Yeah, there's a bit of gender role reversal going on here today, I have to be honest, which I'm quite surprised by this, Nigel, because it seems to be the majority of men are saying he's doing the wrong thing and the majority of women are saying he's doing the right thing.
Well, that's fair enough. But, I mean, to be honest, a night out, go to the opera and have a nice meal, trust your family and friends, ease her into it. Mm. You're into the idea of not having the kid there. And then, you know, maybe in a couple of years you can go off on a week away or something. But
so he has to wait a few years for his dirty weekend? Is that what you're saying?
just give her a break, you know. She's telling you what she wants, and that's okay. What he needs to be listening to.
Okay, we'll stay there as well. Let me just go to Jean. Jean, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Jean? Oh, sorry, Jean, go ahead.
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good. You've heard Nigel. Nigel believes it's a bit more sinister, that he's looking for a dirty weekend and maybe...
No.
And it was the wrong thing to be planning.
No, I don't agree with that at all. I was listening to what the guys were saying. And I think it's a lovely idea. I think the wife is being very hard on her husband.
Oh, okay.
And I think there's nothing nicer than checking into a hotel room. And sometimes when I'm away with my partner, I have one daughter. She's 11. But it's nice to just run a bath.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hang up some nice clothes, think about what you're going to do for the evening. As you said, if you bring all the paraphernalia and the baby, how are you supposed to go out for an evening walk or a meal with a baby?
You can't, well, unless you bring the baby, yeah.
You know, bring some bubble bath, bring some wine, order some room service. And I think if the lady's listening...
This is starting to sound like a dirty weekend, but go on.
No, it's not. What is the romance? And do you know what I'm thinking of, Niall? Is rest, recuperation,
yeah.
Sleep,
yeah.
Breakfast in bed, room service. She'll get time to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, and what I was saying to Ashton was, yeah, it sounds like she's got some sort of separation anxiety, which is completely normal when you've had a new baby. There's a codependency there. She needs the new baby for the hormones. But I think if she gave it a chance and gave it some thought, she'd actually come around to the idea of, like, this is good. And what I was saying was, if she starts doing it now, it'll get easier. When you don't do it and you stay very attached to the child, you make the child think, Jesus, my mum can't move left or right without me. I think she has to start doing it now to kind of go, Mammy's going away, you're staying with Granny, I'll be back. And 4 days go very fast.
They do, yeah, yeah.
Not for a child.
By the time you've checked in, a few days, and then it's time to check out, and then she's... And there is, like...
Hang on. Nigel, when you said 4 days go very fast, Nigel says, not for a child. Nigel, the child hasn't got a... There's no concept of time. It's only 4 months, 14 months old.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that. Yeah. So what I'm saying...
Does that other guy have a child, have kids?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, then, what does he know?
You can't just write somebody's opinion off because they don't have children. I understand.
But he doesn't have children. So, like...
I'm a carer.
Yeah, but he's 14 months old. And I was like, so what's that saying? It takes a village. You need to let children know to allow other people into their life to love them. And it will give other family members time with the child.
Yeah, agreed, yeah.
And so everyone doesn't panic. There shouldn't be any panic. Mm. As someone just said, it's only London. It's like, what is it, 40 minutes away? They take longer to get to bloody Ballybun on a bus.
I mean, Jean is trying to explain, and I know it sounds insulting. Sure, you shouldn't have an opinion. You don't have a baby, and I kind of get that to some degree. But Nigel, when you've been there and you're walking, or the family car is full of cots and prams and baby monitors and sterilizers and bottles and nappies, and you then understand the trauma of going away with a baby, and it is quite a traumatic experience.
I used to, when my sister went out for like her operas or nights out or dinners and things, she'd have so much stuff. And we'd look after the baby until, sort of, you know, 10 o'clock or whatever. So
yeah.
I do have experience of looking after young, like babies like
babysitting,
that.
Babysitting, yeah.
Yeah, precisely, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have the experience of not being able to get away without the baby. And that's something that a lot of parents, they yearn for just a little bit of time to themselves.
Well, that's actually not true. I've been a geriatric carer for 11 years. I haven't stepped foot outside the country or had more than 2 days off in a row in the last 11 years. So I know exactly what it's like.
To care for somebody. But that's a different, because there is a, whoever you're caring for, there is a dependency there.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Yeah, but the baby, like you, I don't know who you're caring for, be it a granny or a mother or whatever it is. Okay, but you can't just pawn them off at somebody else. Whereas with a baby, you can. If you have a very considerate sister or a mother, you know, or a grandparent, you can give them. And the baby doesn't know the bloody difference.
Well, I'm slightly disagreeful on that because when I used to babysit my nieces, and they were always sort of, you know, one grabbed my finger when she was just born, and we have a deep connection, and she always looked forward. But the other daughter, she was always sort of waiting for the daddy to come home or the mummy to come home and stuff. So
yeah,
they definitely were aware that they weren't with somebody that they wanted to be with, you know?
All right, well, look, I have to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. God, I could fill the day here with some of these WhatsApp messages. Will I get to play any of them at all? Hold on, play one more.
Yeah, no, I get that she's has separation anxiety from her baby, but at the same time, it's really good to get away as a couple. And it just gives you just a little reboot again. It's like the computer, refresh the body, the mind. Just nice to get away. And as everyone has said, it's only 4 days.
Yep.
Her family can keep in contact with her. She can keep in contact with the family. Relax, just think about, you know, how nice it'd be when she does come back to the baby and, you know, and look forward to the next time they get away again. You know, it's all about being a couple also, not just mammy and daddy all the time.
Yeah, sure. Technology nowadays, of course, they can FaceTime if they really want to see the baby as well. Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. I'm looking at a photograph on my screen of Quads, 2 years of age, a beautiful little family. And Shane is on the line. Shane, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. They're your Shane. Well, you and your missus.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's a handful. I'd say a weekend away is not even a dream at this stage, is it?
Oh, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened at all. Should we have Westlife booked for next month?
Right.
Can't get a hotel.
Okay, well, yeah.
We got a babysitter first time in 3 years, but can't get a hotel.
Yeah, the word family room doesn't enter into the equation when it comes to having quads, does it?
No.
Right, okay.
So,
and
the long and short of it is you make the most of it, you know. You get out when you can.
Yeah.
Your relationship is number one priority. If you don't make time for each other, there's no family. There's no nucleus there, you know.
Yeah, because you'd be stressed out all the time.
Oh, killing each other. Sure, I'm only finished a 24-hour shift on my home. I'm boiling spuds, boiling veg, pulling the salmon apart. She's changing nappies.
Yeah.
My God. Great back up.
Even going to the Jacks, I'm sure, is a problem. Just...
I don't go to the Jacks. I just take one of their nappies and stick that on.
Just, could you imagine just 5 minutes in the Jacks going, oh, please, just leave me here for five more minutes. Don't knock on the door. Right. Please don't knock on the door.
You can sit in there. You can do your business. You can eat a Mars bar. You can take advantage of the 5 minutes you get.
The moment. Take advantage of the moment. By the way, if I could just take you back, because it's just an interesting thing that I haven't spoke to anybody with quads before. When you knew you were having quads... and when they were born, what was that moment like? Was it euphoric or was it, oh my God?
Well, it's scary, first of all, because, you know, you're looking at your partner and you're thinking, mother of Jesus, how are you going to do this? And she's only 5 foot nuts.
How's there four of them in there?
Yeah, and they come out one by one, one by one, by last count.
Yeah. I can imagine you in the delivery room. There's another one. There's another one. Oh, my God. There's a football team on the way, yeah.
Oh, it was great, crack. It was great. You wouldn't change it for the world.
Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. But again, can I ask you, the expense of it? Of course, we all know the expense of having a baby or even, you know, twins, for example. And, you know, they say a child costs 18,000, I think it's 18,000 a year or something, or 10,000 a year for 18 years, whatever it is, 180 grand. The expense of having quads...
I mean, thank God for Aldi and Lidl.
I imagine so. Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of budget shopping, no matter what sort of good wage you might happen to be on. You have to kind of keep an eye on things, I imagine.
Well, the nappies and the formula was the biggest expense at the start.
Did any of those companies come forward and give you a few?
Not at the top. The missus has one of those Instagram account things and she's on the front of the paper a couple of times and took her photographs. Great crack. Well, no, nothing at all. You got a few little things off little Irish companies, which was great, like you know, a couple of dresses and stuff like that. But no, not like you'd see.
I remember years ago, I knew somebody had triplets years ago, and they also had just had twins 2 years before that, right? So they had five kids, all under the age of five or whatever it was. But I think it was Cowan Gate or somebody like that came forward when they had the triplets and offered them a year's supply.
I contacted them actually. Cowan Gate. What was the other one actually? What was the other company that was there?
Yeah.
Gone out of my head now, but we did contact them.
Malupa, probably, or something, wasn't it? Or one of those.
Sent us four teddy bears.
Right. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I was looking for food, actually. Yeah, they can't eat teddy bears.
But look, you wouldn't change it for the world. Like, and you know, the basis of the reason I got in contact with you was because the nucleus of the family is always better for the children, for the mammy and the daddy, if they're together. And the only way to stay together is by continuing your relationship, making time for each other. A happy mammy is a happy daddy. Happy daddy, happy mammy, happy baby.
Yeah, so in other words, you're telling me, going back to the original email, she should take advantage of the situation.
Well, there's a lot of things. Like, I'm a social care worker, I was saying to you there. I've just finished a 24-hour shift, come home, and I'm doing this. There was something in the paper there recently, and there's scientific evidence backing this up, that males now, fathers, also go through postnatal.
Yeah.
All right, I was blown away reading this. And then you think about it when you have four. Now, it's an exceptional one in a million circumstance.
Yeah, well, I did see that evidence, and they talked about the fact that men feel a feeling of uselessness.
Of course.
Yeah, because we feel like, how can we help? What can we do? We want to do more. You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't get to go through that because every spare minute shook.
Yeah.
Uselessness wasn't part of my vocabulary.
I wouldn't imagine so in four of them. I'm sure she was quite happy for you to take three off her hands while she was feeding another one. Yeah.
It's great crack, and it still is, and they're going to be starting crash soon. But
if somebody said to you tomorrow, and you had a babysitter organised, here's 4 days away in London for you and your missus, say a prize or a surprise or something.
Yeah.
We've
entered plenty of things. Oh, yeah. This is what I was saying to you initially at the start there. Like, this is the first time where we have the opportunity since they're born in 3 years to be able to go and spend the night out where we've organised through grandparents and stuff, to have a night in Dublin to see Westlife.
Yeah.
And we can't afford a hotel. You're looking €300-400
to be within the vicinity
of the area, and you're like, oh my God.
If any hotel is listening, Shane and his wife, anyway, we always have lots of people listening from different organisations. Shane and his missus have quads. They haven't been away. They have one night out to see Westlife in Dublin. They need a hotel room. Anywhere will do. Not a hostel, obviously.
Oh. As long as it's close enough.
Yeah.
Walking distance.
All right, so if any hotels are listening, they'd be quite happy to take a complimentary room in a hotel. Look, if anybody contacts us, we'll let you know, Shane, but I would say you're going to find it very difficult to get a hotel room in Dublin for that night.
Of course, yeah, true.
All right, listen, Shane, good luck to you and the quads as well, and I hope you all have a wonderful life together.
Cheers, mate.
All right, thanks very much indeed.
Thank
See you. And your missus as well, by the way. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. I have loads more calls. I'll tell you what, there's so many people. I have about 20 WhatsApp messages there, by the way, and I'm going to play all of those straight after the break as well.
Hi, Niall. I have to say, I wouldn't be going away for 4 days without my newborn. I don't think he was exactly being insensitive and thinks the child is an inconvenience, but he needs to understand that not everybody can do that. I have a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I wouldn't be leaving him for 4 days.
Would you
not? Not a hope fit.
Oh, well, okay, all right, well, fair enough. But maybe she just, she's like you. Maybe she just doesn't want to do that. I think you're right. It's a bit over the top to consider him to be inconsiderate. I think he was trying his best. You know what I mean? Can't win, really, can you?
I think everyone's bickering unnecessarily. Everyone has different opinions and every mother is different. She said she doesn't want to go away. She doesn't feel comfortable with it. End of story. It doesn't matter if one woman wants to go away and run a bath and have room service, or if another woman wants to go away for a week and leave her 5 kids alone. That's irrelevant. The mother in question doesn't feel comfortable to leave her child. End of story. She shouldn't have to go.
Okay, you're right. She doesn't have to go. But is she being a little bit unreasonable too, thinking that he had some sort of sinister intentions? Because I don't believe he has. I think he's trying his best to maybe, for their relationship, which is equally important as the relationship she has with her baby. Do you know what I'm saying?
Since when did going away with your partner and doing the fancy dance become a dirty weekend away? Like, they've had a baby. It's not like he's hopping on a plane and going to the red light district in Amsterdam. That lad on air with you just needs to settle down.
Yeah, somebody else texted and said, this poor gentleman is being treated awfully. And he goes on to say, so I'm just quoting, some birds don't know how lucky they have it. If his wife won't go with him, he should just take his girlfriend. Ah, that's a bit much, isn't it?
And so what if it's a dirty weekend? It's his missus and he wants to bring her away for a dirty weekend. More power to him.
Yeah.
And she's an ungrateful biddy for even having an argument with her partner for attempting to do something nice and romantic. I would love to be taken away for a weekend. Anywhere.
Anywhere. Now, hold on for a second, WhatsApper. You're sounding a little bit desperate there. Anywhere.
How are you now? I'm a father of a 2.5-year-old boy. He's so glued to us, he wouldn't stay by himself without at least one of us in the room for more than 5 minutes at this stage. My world ended up as going to work is my only holiday. I sleep 5 hours per night at maximum.
Okay, so you definitely would be bringing him away, would you? That's just the answer to that.
Hi, one. Niall. God, I wish my husband would bring us away and organise everything for a couple of nights away. Like, not alone has he organised a weekend away for his wife, he has also organised the babysitting and the care of the child. God, what's wrong with her? I wish I was been brought away.
There's so much mixed reaction to this, I swear to God. And the majority of women are saying, yes, just go. But what I'm hearing is men saying they understand the wife. This is a whole complete role reversal here in this topic, I tell you.
Hi, Niall. Jenny here from Mayo. I just think that's ridiculous what he's saying. I don't believe the man is out just to go for a dirty weekend. Like, come on. It's his wife. He obviously loves her to pieces. He's had a baby with her. They've gone through 14 months and I think she's been unreasonable. I understand that she's a mother and probably the first time mother, but you do need to get away for your mental health as well as your relationship. Because at the end of the day, you've good family there, obviously, that wants to take care of your baby, and you should be okay with that. And you can ring morning, noon and night if you want, but I think it's really good for your health and your relationship to get away for a while as well. It's just understandable. I take his side, sorry, but
don't apologize.
That's the way I feel, and I think the other guy should just mosey on home there. Bye, Niall. Have a good weekend.
Don't apologise for your opinion. You're quite entitled to it. One more.
Niall, tell that fella to cop on to himself. Me and the missus, we never get out. The wheelie bin gets out more than we do. Tell him to cop on. Go away for the weekend.
Yeah, you'll go away with him, will you? Karen, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Karen?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Karen, now, I mean, look, he's done the right thing. Lads are being told to be considerate. Think of your missus. He went off, surprised her. He even rang her mother and sister behind her back and said, listen, I'm going to get this surprise. Will you look after the baby for 4 days? They said, yeah, we'll say nothing. That's grand. And then surprises missus and she goes bonkers because he doesn't want to bring the baby.
You know, yeah, I understand both sides of it. You know, I remember, and this going back a good few years ago, my daughter was 3 at the time and I surprised my husband with just 2 nights away, literally down the road. We live in Cork and it was just down to Killarney for 2 nights. Gets up for work on a Friday morning and I said, oh, surprise, you know, you don't have to go to work today. My mum's going to take her for the weekend and we're going to go down for the 2 nights. And I could tell straight away he was disappointed. Not the fact he had time off work because he loves to get a few days off, but you know, he dawdled around the house and I said, come on, I have the clothes all ready, let's go. And eventually we went into the car. Mom lives 10 minutes spin away. He just took the longest route going and, you know, really took his time, got there, had a cup of tea. Eventually it was like 2:30 by the time we were leaving. And back then there was no mobile, well, we didn't have a mobile phone. You're talking about maybe, you know, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And he stopped at every payphone on the way down and rang my mom. Yeah, oh yeah, to make sure that she was okay. You know, got there, had her dinner. He got up 2 or 3 times from the dinner table to make sure that she was okay. So much so my mom told him, God rest her, that, you know, if he rang once more, she wasn't going to answer the phone. She said, she's fine. I've raised 4 kids. She said, you know, they've all been fine.
Put her on the phone to me. Put her on the phone. Put her on the phone to me. I want to hear her.
Yeah. So no, I mean, he just was literally miserable without her.
But, but here's the thing. This blows my mind, right? Now, don't get me wrong. Fathers miss their children too. And it's blown my mind today. One thing is that men seem to care more about this wife today listening to the calls than women do, right? But here's the other thing. He goes to work every day, your other half, right? And yet you tell him, we're going away for the weekend, and he can't go up the road without making 10 phone calls to make sure she's all right. So how does he manage in work?
But I think it's the fact like that he is working all the time, that when he has free time off, that he wants to spend it with the girls. You know, I see the opposite side. I see where, you know, they were able to come in from school. I saw them in the morning, you know, before they went to school, and I saw them when they came home from school, and I got all the news. And, you know, I was at, you know, hockey training, and I was at swimming, and I was at speech and drama, where he misses out on all these things when they're growing up. So spending the time off that they have with the child, I, from my own experience, you know, that is, you know, the time that they have off. It's the time that they can spend with the kids, you know. And I think it also depends on how good your kids are. I mean, some people love being around their kids. I never had a problem
bringing my kids anywhere. I would like to think everybody loves being around their kids. But when you're around your kids all the time, and particularly when you've had a baby, you know, in the kind of recent years, and you've obviously, because you, for those first 2 years, you're quite dedicated to the child, is feeding the child, making sure they're asleep, sleepless nights, all that kind of stuff. I thought, and I imagined when we talked about this earlier on, myself and Aisling, that most people today would say, oh, absolutely, jeepers, 2 days away, 3 days away, oh, that'd be a joy. But I'm just shocked to hear that most women are saying, wonderful guy, what a wonderful fellow to do this for, absolutely go without the baby, it's not a big deal. But most men are saying no, and I'm just I'm surprised by this.
Yeah, I just think it's the fact that, as I say, they're out working all the time, and, you know, they want to have the good times with the kids, you know. As I say, you know, when you're a stay-at-home parent, you get all the good times as well as the bad times. And a lot of the time, by the time, you know, the working parent comes home from work, it's bath time, it's feeding time, and it's bedtime. And you don't get to have that little bit of fun, you know, on Saturday and Sunday.
Now,
you know, I don't work, you know, so I do voluntary work, but I don't work full time. And it's a case of, I always got to spend, when the kids were younger, I always got to spend, you know, the time with the kids, because I didn't work when they were younger. But like, every time we went somewhere, he would always want the girls there. Always.
Okay, and I understand that. And I do understand it completely, what you're saying. But in this situation where this lad is willing to go for 4 days and happy to do it for 4 days and has gone to the trouble of booking the flights and the accommodation away to London, you know, she's the woman here, and she obviously gets to spend all the time during the day with the baby, with a 14-month-old. Is she being a little bit unreasonable now by saying, well, I'm not going. I'm not going without the baby.
Some parents, you know, they can't live without their kids, and they want to bring them everywhere. And they still see it as a holiday, because they don't have to do laundry, they don't have to cook the meals, you know, they don't have to get up, they can sit the child on the bed. You don't have to get up to turn the washing, you don't have to get up to clean the house. You know, if you have dogs, they don't need to be fed, somebody else is looking after them. So it's still a holiday. So I do see both sides of the story, you know. I mean, that was the first time that I had ever booked anything without you know, my daughter being there. And I remember I had booked 2 nights, and, you know, he was so miserable.
But you were happy enough to do it.
I was okay to do it. I thought it was okay. But I have to say, when I got there and I realised, you know, it was bedtime and she was going to bed and I wasn't going to see her before I got to bed, it was a different feeling.
Were you heartbroken?
I was, to be honest. But no, I didn't show that. I pretended that it was his fault and that we were home the following morning.
So you blamed him.
2 nights, yeah.
What? You went home the following morning?
We did, yeah. We had 2 nights, but we went home. I remember he promised her a bucket and shovel at, you know, the beach, and we waited outside his store to open, and it opened at 9:30. We literally bought the bucket and spade and left and went home. And we didn't go away anywhere on our own after that until now, the second daughter 2 years later. And when she was 15, she was going to Germany with the school. And, you know, we saw her off at the airport at 7 o'clock in the morning. And again, I said to him, right, the other girl was going to London.
I don't know how he let her go.
I said, they're gone. So we'll take ourselves off again to Killarney. And by the time we got to McCroom, he said he'd fill up on diesel, and instead he put petrol into the car because he was so worried about her. So we had to go and get the tank drained and everything. So
I'm surprised he didn't get on the next plane to Germany to follow her.
Yeah, definitely. But I can understand both sides of it. I really do see.
No, I do. And your partner is obviously a lovely guy, and he's very dedicated to the children. That's why
I mean, lovely.
But stay there for a second, actually, Karen. I want to go to Mark as well. Mark, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mark?
Yeah, hello, now. Sorry,
Mark, hasn't he done a wonderful thing for his missus to want to go away for 4 days without the baby?
We've never been anywhere without the kids, and the youngest is 15. So, okay. There's no way my missus would accept going away without the kids, and especially when they were babies, or one, two, three, four, whatever. But and I'm the same. I'd feel guilty leaving them at home, to be honest, even if we had responsible adults to look after them.
Yeah, but if it's only a couple of days, I'm not talking about like 2 weeks away or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is, what happens if something happens to them? Someone chokes on them.
Ah, you're thinking doomsday stuff, well, Mark.
Well, I don't believe. I seriously, I mean, you have kids and, you know, it's your job to look after them. And, you know, you can't be with them 24 hours a day, but you certainly don't go away without them. And I think you personally have a better bond as a parent and the children with the parent as well because of it.
Mm.
And I have 21-year-olds and they're coming on holiday this year.
Okay. By the way, are they paying for themselves?
They're paying a bit.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know what it's like when you've got children. My kids are all older now as well. And it's hard to let go. It is hard to let go. And I get that. As a father, I get that. You know what I mean? And you do silly things and you'll pay for them until whatever. But in saying that, there's a point you have to let go, you know?
Well, you let go when you're retired. That's the way I look at it.
Are you listening to this, Karen? Yeah.
When
the kids are out and about, when the kids have got their own homes, that's when I'll go on holiday to Egypt and all the other places. Meanwhile, I'll go to wherever with the kids and,
with the adults, as they may be now, to be honest with you. Yeah, go on.
when we had the children, I was going out to work and being as much as I could, which isn't a great deal, but it's enough.
Yeah.
And she was staying at home with the kids, and that's still the way it is. And having two jobs, like a lot of other people, we're still able to manage that, and we couldn't have it any other way.
And by the way, I'm not having a go, Mark. You're a wonderful father. I'm delighted you have a wonderful relationship and bond with your children. But, you know, Karen, you know, I was listening there to you as well. I mean, she booked a couple of days away, you know, when the children were young, just to get away. It's nice as well, because as Shane was saying before the break, you know, your relationship with your partner is equally as important, because if you don't keep that good, it's not good for the children either, isn't it?
That is true. We haven't really, you know, had much of a break like a lot of people. But, you know, that's what marriage is all about. You have to work at it and
work
where you can.
Sorry, Karen, you wanted to say something there. You were trying to say something.
No, I agree with him. You know what? The time I went to Killarney, yeah, did want to come home as well for one day. You know?
Yeah, after one day. Yeah, you wanted to come home.
I agree with what you said.
You do miss them. And I haven't seen the time Killarney, and the older one was 15. That was my second time away. Now she's 24 tomorrow. And I haven't been away since without them. You know, and the older one again is 29. And they come everywhere. You know, you put on your coat to go for a walk, they're behind you. You know, you're going for a cup of coffee, they're there. And it does, I agree with that gentleman, it does form a lovely bond with them, you know. And I think an awful lot of parents miss out on this as well, because, you know, when the kids are at home, they're, you know, watching the screen while you're going for a walk, where you can have the chat, you find out what's happening in their lives, they find out what's happening in yours. You know, so I do agree with that gentleman. It is lovely to take the kids.
Sorry, Mark, just finally, because I have to wrap this up. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I, like you said earlier, I don't think people should go on holiday with their kids until they're about. It is a complete waste of money and time and effort.
Oh, it is, particularly if you're spending a lot of money on the holiday, you know, and money is hard to come by, of course, as we all know. But if you're going to spend an awful lot of money and have a nightmare,
You do your utmost. And, you know, it's the same as when people go on holiday and foreign holidays, and they leave them with carers that they don't really know. I mean, look at it's the Madeleine McCann situation.
Yeah, no, well, I wouldn't do that either. No.
Yeah, but,
no.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You want to be there as much, otherwise the guilt will kill you.
All right, listen, thank you, Mark. Thank you as well to Karen and everybody got involved in that conversation. I could have filled the day with people. There's WhatsApp messages, by the way, still coming in relation to it as well.
Hi, love the show. I just want to chime in and say maybe the reason that the lads are more okay with going away and leaving the baby behind than the women are is, you know, maybe they're finding it difficult to get back into the swing with their relationship, and maybe it's a bit nerve-wracking for them. Like, I don't know, but, like, do you know, when you have a baby, your relationship is kind of put on hold, like, so maybe going away means, you know, you're spending intimate time together, and maybe the lads are kind of bricking it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Maybe you are right, yeah.
Niall, I can't understand these people who are going away and want to leave their kids at home. Personally, I bring my daughter everywhere with me. They're not an accessory. They should have thought of that before they had kids, if they wanted to have a life without their kids.
Ah, would you stop? I mean, everybody does think about that, but nobody knows what it's like until you have children. And Jesus, the guy is not doing that too bad at all. He's only thinking of her and giving her a little bit of a break. You know what I mean? And a lot of women agreed, and some women have said, can I marry him? Some of the texts coming in, will he be my husband? Because, I mean, I think some women would appreciate a nice break away from the baby. And she has her mother and her sister both to mind the baby.
Hi, Niall. Sheila here from Kerry. Listen, you may as well tell that husband not to bother going away with her for the weekend, because she's have nothing but a face like a slapped arse, and he'll have no one to talk to for the weekend. All the best. Bye.
That's putting it simple, isn't it? A face like a slapped arse.
Hey, Niall, my two cents worth is that she's entitled to stay at home. It's entirely her hang-up. That just shouldn't mean that he shouldn't get weekends away with his own mates or whatever. If she doesn't want to go, fair enough. But it shouldn't take away from his free time.
Yeah.
Cheers, Craig.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just looking at some of the texts coming in. Wow, wow, wow. I'm reading this, by the way. Wow, wow, wow. My husband has lost all interest in me since the baby. Wow, wow, wow. My husband surprised me with a romantic week away. There's no pleasing these biddies.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.